Taken from the first album of bluegrass songs that the Bluegrass Album Band, as they came to be known, put together. And I don't think they ever expected the reaction to the albums that they got, and turned into, they did half a dozen albums, and it was really just so Tony Rice could fulfill recording obligation. And what a great idea it was, and that became the foundation for many, many people's bluegrass music education. Did a wonderful job. Well, the next album I'm going to play is different. I really quite enjoyed the concept as much as I enjoyed the album. And it's two women that have both played a very big part in bluegrass music, and that's Donna Stoneman and Ronnie Stoneman. Of course, part of the incredible Stoneman family, from Pop Stoneman on down. He had a big family. They all played music. They went through success to poverty, back to success, to poverty, and turned out some great musicians in there. And I remember, I've not seen Ronnie Stoneman play banjo live, but I've seen Donna Stoneman play mandolin. She was absolutely magic. In 1971, she was playing some very progressive mandolin and dancing, and they put on a great show when I saw them in Pennsylvania, it was. And Ronnie Stoneman was one of the first women to record bluegrass banjo. Well, this album was made fairly recently with the help of some other musicians, and Ronnie Stoneman was 82 years old and Donna was 86 years old. Now, the average pair of 80-plus year-old sisters don't get to play bluegrass music, but these ones do, and I think I just think the album's worth playing just for that, and they're doing great. They're helped out by Karina Rose Logston on fiddle, and Jeremy Stevens, Karina's husband, on guitar, Stu Geisbert on bass, and they put a little bit of dobro in there by Johnny Bella. But it's a woman, the sisters are playing the instruments and doing a fine job. So I've selected two songs. The first one was a gospel song that Donna sings. It's called "He Was There All the Time." And the second one is an instrumental, Bluegrass Breakdown. Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs wrote this tune, Bluegrass Breakdown. It's a real classic for pickers. And Ronnie is leading it on her banjo, and she can still do the job, I tell you. I'd love to have them at my back porch bluegrass club, these 80-year-old sisters. Here they are. He was there all the time. Must have been great being in the studio watching those two elderly women beat the heck out of their instruments and play like that. They've still got lots of good licks in there, and I really enjoy that concept of playing music when you're older. Well, I have to, don't I? Because I'm older, and if you don't enjoy the concept, you're out of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you all sorts of different things that are on my shelves, and I hope you're enjoying the music. Comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and this is just my take on bluegrass music that I've enjoyed since the mid-1960s, and I'm still enjoying playing it for you. We're going to hear from the Country Gentleman again now, from the 25 Years album, and this is a different configuration of the band. Charlie Waller, of course. It's got Bill Emerson on banjo, Dor Lawson on mandolin, and Bill Yates on bass, and this must be 1971, 72 era, and here they are doing a Stanley Brothers classic, The Fields Have Turned Brown. Song really well. I can just imagine John Duffy singing that high tenor though, because I believe I have heard him sing that with that band. Love Charlie Waller's lead voice. The Fields Have Turned Brown. Did a great job. Big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. Different parts of the country get this program at different times of the day. So sometimes in the middle of the night, it will appear on your radio. Well, that's just programming for you. And the New Zealand stations it might be on, a Raglan Community, as well as Free FM in Hamilton, of course, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. And, of course, we have do a trade with Canadian Access Radio stations, so you might hear me on CFBX, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia, and in the USA on Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Give me a wave if you're listening on any of those programs. I see that hand. Yeah, thank you. It's lovely knowing that all over different parts of the world, people are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and enjoying it. I go op shopping every now and then. On rare occasions, I look through the CD bins and the LP bins just in case there's something there. And would you believe it, in last week I found an album called Country Grass by Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, and with special guests on lead vocals. And I thought, that looks interesting, so I bought it, because $3 isn't too bad a price to pay. And it's a great album. It's combining country music and their singers with this Lorraine Jordan's great band, Carolina Road. Her band, Tommy Long, Ben Green, and Josh Goforth are a fine band, and they play some really good music, and they chose the songs by the country singers and got them to come in and sing it. Now, the first song I'm going to play for you is one called Running Water, and it's by the Kentucky Headhunters. Now, I'm not familiar with the Kentucky Headhunters, but they don't quite sound like a bluegrass band. I'm pretty sure they're a loud, rocky band, but it's a great song, and they do an excellent version of this, and I hope you're going to enjoy Lorraine Jordan, Carolina Road, and the Kentucky Headhunters doing Running Water. Sounds like this. That was fun. And didn't they do a good job? Kentucky Headhunters sounded a bit like a bluegrass band there, especially when they're backed with Carolina Road, that fine band of Lorraine Jordan. We won't have time for another track from them. Meanwhile, we're going to hear the Osborne Brothers from that Up to Date and Down to Earth album. And this is a Buck Owens song that I've always thought sounded good bluegrass style. and it's called Where Does the Good Times Go? I'm sure it's supposed to be Where Do the Good Times Go, but that doesn't really work musically, does it? So you've got to have these titles that fit the music. Osborne Brothers are great at it.
Love so bright, now have changed my day tonight. Where does the good times go?
That was the Osborne Brothers, sound like Dale Sledd doing the lead vocal there. A little bit different sound for them. There was a song that I meant to play last week's Back Porch Bluegrass when we played a track from Northern Lights' album, New Moon. And I regret that I didn't get the song in, but I think I got time for it now. And it's a Gillian Welsh song, and I love the way the band Northern Lights do it. It's one called Orphan Girl. Sounds different, but it's a great song.
mother.
My mother.
My father.
My father.
My sister.
My sister.
My brother. No more an orphan girl. I am an orphan girl.
Oh, I'm glad I got to play that track. Just beautiful song, and they do it so well. That was Northern Lights. What a great band. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. If you're listening on a podcast somewhere, maybe Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or even straight from Free FM, thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I realise I accompany lots of you on your walks and your motorbike rides and your car rides and your exercise programs and things like that. I'm delighted to be part of your life. I'm glad you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to take it out with Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, and this is a country song that they included, which is a great song called Dig It Up Bones, and they didn't get, Randy Travis to sing with them, but Tommy Long in the band does a great job of it, as do the whole band. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week, however you're doing it. Bye.
Dug your picture out from my old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. And I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a flame. Across this tiny bedroom of our recent broken home. Tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Examining things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. That I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Examining things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.